You have one new message. New message.
Hey, baby. It's me. I finally found your new number. I got a new phone line, too, because I assumed you blocked my number again. You're so cute, plain hard to get. But yeah, I'm just calling to check in. I was hoping you had a good day. I know for a fact you had a pretty good evening. You were always so good at planning date nights. Remember when you took me to that arcade, too? You were so impressed by how good I was at Time Crisis. We made it all the way to the ending scene on just $1 of play. She wasn't very good at it, though, was she? All she wanted to do was take pictures in the photo booth. You guys spent so long in there. I thought maybe she was trying to stealthily suck your cock in the booth. You know that's what I would have done. But unfortunately for you, she's boring. She doesn't know how to have fun, like I do. She doesn't know how to make you moan the way I can. I do have a confession, though. The machine wasn't actually broken. I just stole the picture strips as soon as they finished printing, before you opened the curtain. I knew it wasn't actually going to end up being a fond memory without me, so I thought I'd take them off your hands. I'm looking at the pictures now. Seeing her up close like this. She's pretty. She looks like me, actually. Boy, do you have a type. Aw, baby. I'm so flattered. I know you miss me just as much as I missed you, so of course you'd go out and find some cheap imitation look-alike version of me. Definitely not as good as the real thing, though. And I can tell you're not actually that fond of her. I'm watching you right now, looking through your living room window, and I see you didn't even offer her the good tea. And you didn't even cook for her. You got takeout. Yet you always cooked for me. But I guess she isn't that special to you, huh? Best not to lead her on since then. She's just a lookalike after all. I know you only invited her out. It was because she's obviously an easy fuck. Some random whore who just so happens to look a bit like me. I hope you know. I'm not mad. I'm not going to hurt her. Don't worry. Unless you want to hurt her. Together. I've been practicing my shibari rope work. We could tie her up all pretty. You could use that paddle you liked. That blue one with the little heart-shaped cutout. We could make her lick my pussy while you slap her ass with a paddle and... Sorry. I guess I'm just really, really horny. I haven't had sex with anyone since you, of course. You're the only cock I want. The only man that matters. But yeah, like I was saying, don't worry, babe. I'm not mad you want to fuck other people. I think it's sweet, actually, how you parade these women in front of me like this. You want me to be jealous. It's such a sweet way to let me know you care. You're wrong, though. I'm not jealous. Not at all. Because you're mine. I don't have anything to be jealous of. I can't envy something that already belongs to me. You. Your mind, your soul, your love. In all these ways and more, you belong to me, and me alone. And I will never share those parts of you with any fucking person ever again. You are mine forever. While it also belongs to me, I'm an understanding lover, so I don't really mind sharing your body. If it brings you pleasure, baby, I'm all for it. That perfect cock. Darling, it's meant to be used. Meant to be ridden and milked. Sucked until it aches. Fucked until it's sore. In fact, I love seeing you bend those whores over the armrest of your couch and pound into their dripping wet pussies. I love seeing you pin them against the wall and bite their necks while you roughly fuck them so hard they scream and moan your name. I love it because I know you're putting on a show for me. That's why you always fuck them in front of this big window. I think you know I might be watching. In fact, I think you hope that I am. I think you love it. You get off on it. On knowing I might be out here again, watching you. It makes your cock swell up and twitch against those jeans, even now, this very moment. I can tell you're not really listening to her. You're barely drinking your tea. And you keep glancing out here, as if you could spot me hidden in the dark. Your sweet blushing cheeks. I love my shy boy. You're right, baby. I'm out here. I'm not even gonna look away for even a second. I know you're rearing to get started with the main event. Any second now, you'll make your move. Go on. I'm watching. Good boy. There you go. Tentatively lean in and kiss her. Don't worry, silly. She wants you too. You're funny, but you're not that funny. She's been giggling and giving you those fuck me eyes all night. Even I can tell that much from across the street. The signals are loud and clear, babe. She's practically begging you to fuck her. I wonder if you'll actually make her beg this time. I hope you do. It's been so fun to see how dominant you've been with these stupid sluts. With me? You were my perfect submissive. Every time you asked for permission to come, you were so obedient, so driven by your desire to do anything to please me. Even after an eternity of edging, you're still such a good boy. I'd always wait to say yes before I heard your sweet voice begging me, pleading me to give in and let you finally drain those heavy balls inside my tight cunt, shuddering and contracting around you. That pouty face with that slight fear of yours in your eyes, whimpering, "Oh, please, miss, please let me come, please. I've been such a good boy for you. Please, please, please." Fuck, if that's not my favorite sound in the whole world. Sometimes I'd use you just for my pleasure alone. No, baby. No coming for you today. Be a good boy and wait a little while longer. I'd want you at your neediest, your most desperate. Other times, I'd fuck you until you weren't even a person anymore. Just one shivering orgasm of a man. Mind lost, fully untethered. So overwhelmed and overstimulated. I'd make you spill your cum down my throat and flood my pussy over and over. Then I'd give that sensitive cock a short reprieve and fuck your ass until you cried and begged, a slave to the deliriousness of your pleasure. Exhausted and spent, I'd hold you in my arms and watch you sleep for hours. But with these simple whores, you just use them. Not the way I used you, no. You can never love them the way I love you. But you fuck them for, well, for fuck's sake. Fuck, I'm so close, baby. Hurry up. I want to see you come. It's been too long. You've been making out for ages. Fuck, skip the foreplay, will you? I just want to watch you spread that pussy open and thrust inside. Yes, good boy. Finally. Rip those clothes off. Unzip her dress. Come on, come on, come on. Don't be gentle. She's plenty wet, babe. Just put it in. Do it. Fuck her already. God damn it. Just shove yourself inside that cheap whore. Ooh, okay. Okay, baby. I like this too. Stand up and make her kneel before you. Great fucking idea. Look how hard your cock is. Look at this perfect view right in front of the window. You're such a good boy. Thank you. Oh, God. She has no blowjob skills at all, does she? Fucking amateur. Just grab her hair in your fist. Fuck her mouth already. She clearly doesn't know what the hell she's doing. I see you clenching your fist, holding yourself back. Such a natural submissive, even when it's been so long since your training. But you're the dominant one now, remember? Who is this random slut to deserve your consideration, deserve your obedience, your restraint? I had to earn that from you. You better fucking bend her to your will, or guess what? I will. And what remains of that poor, innocent slut when I'm through with her will be your fault. So just fucking pull her hair and stuff your cock down her throat. Now! For Christ's sake, you're gonna go soft if you don't. Oh, you're pulling her off her knees. No more kissing. Come the fuck on. I'm so fucking close. Please, please just fuck her. I need to see your face while you come. Please. Ugh, I wish I could hear it. Hear those groans. The way you would whimper and moan. Fuck, I wish I could hear you debase those sluts. Let them know just how insignificant they are. Walking, talking fleshlights. Nothing but a fuck toy for you to play with. Fuck, I should have thought of this earlier. Maybe I'll try to sneak in and stash a microphone somewhere. What are you doing now? Come on, just... Oh my god, you're pressing her against the window. Fuck, she has such a beautiful body. The way her tits are pressed up against the glass. Oh my god, are you gonna fuck her from behind? You fucking tease. You do know I'm watching. Oh my god, fuck yes. Line your cock up with her pussy. No. Don't drag the tip against her fold. Just thrust inside already, please. Fuck. She is in ecstasy right now. She loves the way you're kissing behind, beneath her ear. Nibbling down her neck. God damn it, now I know you're teasing me. Using the moves I fucking taught you. God. I fucking hate her. Maybe I am a little jealous. Your lips always felt so soft on my neck. My whole body would start to shiver. The same way I'd shiver when I feel... Oh, the inches of your cock slowly filling my needy pussy. Don't go slow. Please, please don't go slow. I'm so fucking close and I want to come together. Please hurry up and fuck her. Yes, baby. Yes, baby. Grab her hips. Hold her steady and slam it, that stupid bitch. Use her like the object she is. Treat her like nothing more than a warm, wet hole to fuck. You're so fucking amazing. God. Head to toe, you're fucking perfect. When you squeeze your eyes shut like that because it feels so damn good. The way you clench your jaw and bite your lip because it's so, so sensitive. Your chest breathing so rapidly as you thrust so hard and deep into that filthy cunt. Your tense forearms and hands while you tightly wrap your arms around her. While you manhandle her and squeeze her tits. Fuck, 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 I can't hold off much longer. Hurry, babe, please. Stupid lucky bitch, she has no idea how lucky she is to have that delicious cock inside her. She may not ask you to pull out. You fucking deserve to come inside her useless pussy. Give her cunt meaning while her will squeeze and contract around you, baby. You better not. She better not let me down or she'll be fucking sorry. You're looking at the window, directly at me. There's no way you see me, but oh fuck, it's like you're staring right at me. Oh my god, yes, fuck. Fuck. You are such a good boy. It's like you obey me even when you can't hear me. We are just that connected. It's destiny. Fate. We are meant to be together. Can't you see that? I promise, love. I will stop at nothing until we're together again. Be a good boy, okay?
I'll be watching. You have no new messages.